You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Thursday, January 26th, 2006, and you're listening to this on Friday. I'm recording this on Thursday because today is the boyfriend's birthday, and I hope he had a good birthday. I know he was busy, but I think he had a good birthday. Now, I'm recording this with the iRiver using the Madonna headset with the little microphone so that I can move around the kitchen. I mean, move around my house because I am cooking the boyfriend's birthday cake, and oh my God, those have risen pretty high. You can't see them, but I'm going to post a video about me making the birthday cake because I made the boyfriend a birthday cake for his birthday, because this weekend we will be celebrating his birthday. And he requested a dark chocolate cake, so of course, I went to the grocery store and bought a Duncan Hines Moist Deluxe Dark Chocolate Fudge Cake and the same icing, the creamy home-style dark chocolate fudge icing. And I've never made a cake before, so today I had to go out and get some things that I needed. For example, I had a hand mixer years ago, but I guess it just was old and didn't work, so I couldn't use it, so I bought a cheap hand mixer, and I bought like a cake plate, because I didn't have a cake plate. You know, like it's like one of those raised cake plates that, I don't know, it has a nice glass lid on it and anything. Anyway, so I got that in anticipation of making the boyfriend's birthday cake. So now I have everything I need, and the cake is currently cooking in the oven, and I just finished making a video of me making the cake, and that was quite a mess. And I don't know if I'll post that on Saturday or not. We'll just have to see if I have time to edit it. But, so yeah, the boyfriend's birthday is coming up. Well, it was today, but the boyfriend's weekend is coming up, and we've got some plans going on. We're going to go to one of our favorite wineries. We're going to go to the Grey Ghost Winery in Rappahannock County, Virginia. And we're going to, he's already decided he wants the Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon, and we're going to take some things for lunch and probably pieces of his birthday cake, so that we can enjoy the day. Now, on top of that, we are going to be reviewing the wine, because as we mentioned on an earlier podcast, I believe it was earlier this week, that the boyfriend and I are now writers for this online website, news site in the Virginia Shenandoah Valley. I believe it's called the Daily Record. And the guy wrote us back and said, yes, he'd like us to write a biweekly column for him talking about Virginia wines. So our first contribution to this news site will be next week. So we had to have, well, not that we had to have something to write about, but as part of the birthday weekend, we're going to review the Reserve Cabernet at Grey Ghost and write it up. And I'm going to take the camera and take pictures and stuff. So we will be submitting that all to our editor next week, and hopefully our first published piece will be in the week after that, I believe, which is very exciting for me because I've written stuff before, but I've never had anything published. I don't consider an online blog really a published piece of work because it's not in a magazine or a newspaper or anything like that. Now, the interesting thing about this writing is even though it's going to be an online newspaper, online news site, they have a print edition as well, and I'm not sure, I didn't clarify this with the editor guy, whether this our writing will show up in the print version as well. That would be really cool. But he did tell me that their news site gets picked up by other news sites around the country, and he said in Europe. So if people in Europe have an interest in Virginia wines, we just may be published in other countries. That would be really cool. Now, to make the excitement of writing for a wine column for a news site isn't exciting enough, the boyfriend and I also got an email this week from a new magazine that's starting up called Virginia Wine Lover magazine, and the editor of that sent us an email asking us if we were freelance writers. And we wrote back saying that, in fact, no, we were not freelance writers, but we would certainly entertain the idea of becoming freelance writers. We explained that we're writing for this online news site and that we're basically amateurs who just happen to be two wine enthusiasts and who started the blog just because we wanted to share what we were learning about the Virginia wines. Well, when you really think about it, the boyfriend is the one who's the expert. He writes up all of the tasting notes, and I just add little quips here and there. I don't know if you've even visited our Virginia Wine blog, but it's called Virginia Wine Time. Do I have a link to it? I'm not sure if I have a link to it on the website or not, but you can go to it and just check it out. Anytime we have a good bottle of wine or want to talk about a Virginia winery or our wine experience or whatever, we write about it and post it on the blog. We haven't posted anything since last week, so really it's time to post something new. But so that's all the exciting wine news. We're going to be writing for one newspaper / online news site and hopefully for a magazine. That would be really cool. So this weekend, besides having to write up our article for the newspaper, we also have to write up bios because the guy said he likes to post bios of his writers on the website and choose a picture. We have to choose some pictures to put up there of ourselves so people can see what we look like. Now, in a little break here, I need to walk into the kitchen and see how the cake is going because it should be coming to an end very soon. No, it's still got about 5 minutes. It is looking so big. Oh my God, I think that's going to be... I'm going to touch it and see. Oh no, it's still cooking. I read the box and it said that you have to give it, because I'm using dark or coated pans, 3 to 5 minutes. So I might have to cook it 3 to 5 minutes longer. Okay, so back to the podcast. I was just listening to John Ong's podcast and he was talking about some photo place called Crick or something. So I'm looking forward to seeing his video. He had taken some video of it. But it reminded me that I hadn't checked the Frapper site recently. So I decided to go to the Frapper site. And I see that there's been a lot more people added to the Frapper site. To the Frapper map. If you have not added yourself to the Frapper map, do so. It's really cool to see who we have. We actually have, let's start with Canada. I'm sure I've mentioned it. We have Mike Perry in Squamish, British Columbia. And then in Thunder Bay, we have Blake. And he says, "You rock, Archer. Keep it up." Thank you, Blake. And we have in Prince Edward Island, we have Dart from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. That's in Canada. Now, if we cross the Atlantic, I'm sitting at the computer doing this, we have 3 listeners in Europe. 2 in the UK and 1 in France. And I know we mentioned Nick in Ile-de-France on the podcast before. But I think these other 2 have been added since we talked about it. In Southampton, oh no, I did talk about Bob. Bob in Portsmouth, England, I did talk about him. But in the other UK, we have Andrew from Liverpool. And he says, "Keep it going, Archer, you're an inspiration." Thank you, Andrew. I know you're newly added. And then in the United States, we cross back the Atlantic. We've got listeners in many different parts of the country, but just ones that have been added recently. Special Delivery Mark added himself in California. And Oliver in Philadelphia. Thank you, Oliver. And Lee in Pikesville, Maryland. And Calvin in Columbia, South Carolina. And I think that's all the new ones that I have that I haven't talked about. But I was looking at the Frapper map and I'm noticing either we don't have any listeners in the Midwest to West, or they just haven't put themselves on the map. Like nobody in Washington State, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, I guess Kansas, but John Ong is really in Kansas, but that's on the border. Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. And Minnesota, I thought Wanda Wisdom was in Minnesota. Is it Minnesota or Wisconsin? I don't remember. I think it's Minnesota. But anyway, she needs to put herself on the Archer Radio Frapper map, not just the Archer map. That's the other thing. If you get confused and go to the Archer map, you need to make sure that you're on the Archer Radio Frapper map. And you just go to the website, www.archerradio.com, and click on, what does it say? I have to go to the website and see. It says Archer Radio Frapper. Just click on that little Frapper sign, and you'll go to the Frapper site. You can add yourself. Now, I know this is all metadata, as some of you say, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about some comments that we got this week, because I know I haven't talked about the comments lately. And from Monday's show about Nancy Sinatra, we had a comment from Beth. Thank you, Beth. And we got a comment from Homer. Of course, thank you, Homer. And I've talked to Homer a couple times on the phone, so he knows that I get his comments. And then Mike Perry from Squamish, British Columbia wrote, and he says, thanks for the shout-out, Holla Back Girl. Do you like that song, Mike? I think you do. I like that song, too. The boyfriend hates it, but I like it. And that was from Monday's show. And then the video that I posted on Wednesday of the... I was saying that wine wrong because I got a voicemail message from Special Delivery Mark about the... specifically about the wine that he sent from Mount Brow Winery. And he said that I was pronouncing the wine wrong. And I'm glad that he corrected me because I have no idea how to say the wine. It's Tartaglia. The G is silent, he said. Well, you're going to hear the message anyway. I'll put that in there. And he also mentions that I correctly guessed Merlot as being part of the, the blend of wines for the Tartaglia wine. And about that video, excuse me, we got a comment from Lee in Pikesville, Maryland, where he says, beautiful production work on the video, Archer. Did you do that in the new iMovie? Yes, I did. And I actually wrote back on a comment there. He says, it won't be long before Hollywood whisk you away from us. Keep them coming. Lee, I really doubt that while, gosh, my goodness, I have something in my throat. While I totally enjoy making the videos, I don't think they're of Hollywood quality. The iMovie 6 certainly makes it much easier to do, and I really like the iMovie 6. And then from today's podcast about the Mount Brow Sangiovese, we got three comments. One from Harry, wishing the boyfriend a happy birthday, and from John, and what does he write? He says, excuse me, because I didn't read this one. He says, happy birthday, boyfriend. Your roast pork dinner with spaghetti squash sounds fantastic. As a longtime Julia Child fan, I've loved cooking for years. Your description of the wines with the food send my salivary glands into overdrive. And then he puts in brackets, the rest of the glands are always in overdrive. John, you little horny devil. And he says, best wishes, and Archer, I assume he has treated you very well. Well, I will be treating him very well this weekend, John, so thank you for the comments. Now I do want to play this voicemail from Special Delivery Mark explaining a little bit more about the Tartaglia wine and the blends that's in it and his little voicemail. So listen to this voicemail, and I'll be back in a second.
Hey, Archer, this is Mark of Special Delivery, or as you call me, Special Delivery Mark. Just wanted to take some time out of my lunch hour to wish your boyfriend a happy birthday. I think I heard you mention his birthday was coming up this week, and he's turning older than me. But I think you're older than me, too, aren't you? Anyway, I talked to Jim Costello at the Mount Brow Winery, and the Tartaglia blend, the G is silent, or Tartaglia, was a blend of Cabernet Franc, Shiraz, and a Merlot. So congratulations on tasting the Merlot in that. I'm really glad you're enjoying the wines, and... I think I should explain to your listeners why I'm sending them. Over the last few months, I've been going to the local wineries here in the Gold Country and explaining what podcasting is, explaining that I have some wine enthusiasts on the East Coast that would enjoy tasting their wines. And so I've either gotten free bottles, like I did from Twisted Oak, or bottles at a deep promotional discount. So I'm certainly... I'm pleased that you're enjoying the wines, and I have another shipment to send out to you, and I hope you enjoy the next shipment. I'm certainly going to enjoy the Virginia wines. That is very generous of you. I'm really looking forward to those. Thank you, Archer, and the boyfriend. I think there's only a 2-minute limit on Gizmo, so I'm pronouncing it the French way. Gizmo. All right. Have a nice afternoon or evening or whatever. Bye. Hey, Archer, it's Mark again. I'm retarded. Did I say Shiraz? Well, it's a Syrah. But ask the boyfriend. I think they're basically the same grape, just when they grow it in Australia, they call it a Shiraz. When they grow it here, they call it a Syrah. Whatever. I got to get back to work. Bye.
Thank you very much, a special delivery, Mark, for that voicemail and for the clarification. I appreciate it. I'm glad that I now know that it's Tartaglia wine, not Tartaglia. The G is silent. Thank you so much. And I hope that you enjoy those Virginia wines. You should be getting them because today's Friday. You should be getting them Monday or Tuesday. So you'll have to let us know what you think of those wines. And he was talking about wines on his site, too. Now, you know, more stuff I can mention. Actually, I should say that Mark, special delivery Mark, sent me that message on Gizmo. And I have not been on Gizmo or Skype forever, so... Oh, I hear the buzzer in the kitchen. Do you hear that buzzer? That means the cake is ready. Okay, stop the buzzer. Now let's... It's not quite. I'm going to give it just a few more minutes. Let's just check the clock and let's say 2 to 3 more minutes. Because as you know, I don't... Well, you don't know, but you're supposed... Maybe you do know. I don't know. You're supposed to stick a toothpick in there. And if the toothpick comes out clean, then the cake is ready. But I don't have any toothpicks. So I'm going on the assumption that you can, well, what my mother told me, you can touch the cake, and if it bounces back from where you touched it, it is done. So it didn't bounce back, so I need to give it a couple more minutes. This is probably a weird podcast listening to me talk about cooking. But anyway, so I'm going to let that cook just a couple more minutes. Now, what was I talking about? My special delivery Mark left the message on Gizmo, and you're able to get your messages from Gizmo. It actually gets emailed to you. But I was going to say that I haven't been on either Gizmo or Skype in a very long time. So if you've tried to look for me there, I'm sorry I haven't been there. But I should get on Gizmo or Skype and chat with somebody because I haven't had any interviews or any guests on the show lately, and I think I need to do that. Anyway, this is probably going to be not really short podcast, but shorter than usual. So, and plus I need to get that cake out of the oven. I guess I could take the cake out while I'm still recording. But let's see. Was there something else I was going to talk about? I can't remember. Excuse me for breathing in the microphone. Let's see. I guess that's all. But now I think I will take this cake out. Let's hope I don't burn myself while I'm doing that. I don't know if it's been 2 minutes yet. Let's check the clock there. Not quite. It's really only been 1 minute, but I don't want to burn it. That's for sure. Opening the oven. Let's just see. Okay, now it's bouncing back when I touch it on both cakes. So I am going to take this out. Now, it says to cool it. Opening the oven, getting out the cooling rack because it says to cool it on a rack. So let's take this out. Take this one out. Set it there. Can you hear all that? I wonder if you can hear all that noise. I don't want to burn my... Oh, don't fall off that. Oops. Okay. All right. There we go. The second one. Oh, now see, that one looks like it's really done because it's separating away from the edges of the pan. That means it'll be easy to get out of the pan. Okay. Now I'm taking the... because I actually put it on a rack to, in case it overflows. Oops, but it didn't. Now, you're supposed to let these dry. The box says 15 minutes, but I'm going to let it dry. I meant cool. The box says you have to let it cool for 15 minutes. I'm going to let it cool for like an hour before I even attempt to put it together and ice it. It doesn't look bad, but now I wonder if I can cut the top off to make it flat so that it'll sit. Well, I'll have to think about that later. I guess I should see. Now, how long have we been talking? About 18 minutes or so. All right, I think I will end this because I need to get my ass in gear and do some stuff. So, you know what? I did want to mention that I haven't talked about the eBay auctions lately. I'm still selling my artwork on eBay. And if you haven't checked out the artwork on eBay, you can go to the Archer Radio website, click on the art on eBay, and you can see the beautiful pieces of art. I'm really pleased with how the sales are going because I've in 3 weeks I've made like I'm prepped $350. I'm very pleased with that. Of course, I don't have the money yet because not everybody's paid, but for the most part, I have. Actually, I should go to my PayPal account and see the exact amount that I have on my PayPal account. Because luckily, most of the people have paid with through PayPal, and it goes right to my PayPal account. Let's see. It always takes 5 seconds to this to log in. You know, I'm actually missing Will and Grace. I'm recording it on the... oh, my goodness. I have $308 in my PayPal account. Now, you know what I need to do is find out if it paid my eBay costs. Let's see all activity and see, because it's supposed to pay it automatically. Does anybody else have their things set up to pay automatically? No, it doesn't. What is my crap? I'm going to have to get onto my eBay account and see if it paid. I don't think it did. Anyway, I was going to end this podcast. So, today's Friday. I might post a video on Saturday, but I'm probably going to wait and save it till Monday for the boyfriend's birthday cake, because I'm also going to record him opening his presents. And he's coming over Friday evening, and we're going to have his cake and open his presents. And then on Saturday, we're going to go to the Gregos Winery and do our writing for the online news site. And actually, on Sunday, we're thinking about going to a cellar tasting at Linden Winery. But, of course, you'll know about that. And, of course, we will take the iRiver to do some recording, so we'll have some shows for next week. So, anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed. Thanks for all the comments. Please, please, please join the Frapper Map, because I'd love to see where people are from and give those people shout-outs. Thank you for listening. And until next time, boys and girls... Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.